I was doing asked me to speak at this college in Boston one time. This preacher called all the colleges and universities around Boston. I got my charts out and I said, "Now, folks, I believe the Bible." Nobody cheered. I said, "I believe about 6,000 years ago God made everything. The world's not millions of years old. And 2,000 years ago Jesus came," and I gave them the basic Bible story, okay? Then I told them what they believe. Because most of them don't know what they believe. You have to tell them. "You guys believe 20 billion years ago there was a big bang where nothing exploded and produced everything. 4.6 billion years ago the earth cooled down, made a hard rocky crust. It rained on the rocks for millions of years, turned them into soup, and the soup came alive 3 billion years ago. And this early life form found somebody to marry." Boy, now that's a good trick. "And something to eat, of course, and slowly evolved into everything we see today." One professor was getting kind of upset about this time. I seem to do that to them. He said, "Mr. Hovind, there are hundreds of varieties of dogs in the world." I said, "Yes, sir, you're right about that." He said, "You mean to tell me that you believe all these dogs came from two dogs off of Noah's Ark? You expect me to believe that? Ha, ha, ha." I said, "Sir, would you look at what you're teaching your students? You're teaching your students that all the dogs in the world came from a rock." I had one lady, I'm sorry, woman, come to me after a debate one time. She was steaming down the aisle, boy, she was mad. Oh, I could tell, I'm in trouble now. I stood there quivering in my boots, you know. She walked up and she said, "Tonight, you said, we believe we come from a rock. We do not believe that." I said, "Well, ma'am, calm down just for a minute." I said, "Do you believe in evolution?" She said, "Yes, I do. I'm a professor here at the university." I said, "Well, would you please tell me then where we came from?" She said, "We came from a macromolecule." I said, "Where did that come from?" She said, "From the oceans, from the prebiotic soup." I said, "Where did that come from?" She said, "Well, it rained on the rocks for millions of years." And you could see it was slowly dawning on her. "I do believe I come from a rock, don't I?" "Yes, ma'am, you do. You ought to be proud of it. Hey, don't step on Grandpa, whatever you do."